beginning of New Maimer on page 113. You know, in the Chassidus Sfarim, the smallest galus is the galus of where we are physically. That's something that anybody that's learned the Sfarim HaKadoshim knows. To be away from Eretz Yisrael physically is the least of our galus. That's what we're learning from the very beginning, that a person is where his machshavas are. And there are different levels of galus, different levels. The mind is very basic, very important. And it's called Sholosh Galus, three galus. We'll see why. Kasha Odom, page 113, Kasha Odom Ayev or Raev, Tarud or Mudog. When a person is tired or hungry, or preoccupied or very worried, he's not really himself. He's not really in his own rishus. He doesn't belong to himself. He belongs to his worries. He belongs to his exhaustion. He belongs to his fears. He belongs to his hunger. He's under the control of something else. It's not himself. Yesh v'zoyef al nyanim shaynim. Sometimes a person is angry about all kinds of different things. He's angry about a lot of things. U'mashmos kol hazafa hazeh, but the underlying meaning of all of this anger, achasi, it's one thing. It's not this, it's not this, it's not that. Even though he's upset about so many different things, it's one thing. And it's very, very sad, but this is often the case. Sheterem hevia gufai es kais ha-kafe shuhogalolov. He just didn't have his cup of coffee yet. He's used to having a drink of coffee. And it's been a long day. And there's been a lot of pressure. And or it's early in the day and he hasn't had his coffee yet. And he's upset. He's getting upset. And anybody who's watching him knows that none of the things that this person is upset about is kedai to get upset about. Haguf zoek mechsor machzor neshein. The person's body could be crying out because the person is hungry, he hasn't eaten. Or sheino, he hasn't slept enough, he's tired. A person who doesn't get enough sleep, oftentimes that person is very irritable, and it's very easy to lose one's temper. And they're burst out of this person's mouth all kinds of views and opinions about the iniquities of the world, of how terrible the world is. There's all kinds of tainus against people, against the world. And it has nothing to do with the world. It has to do with the fact that he didn't get enough sleep. Or he didn't have his cup of coffee. Kedamri inshi, l'itim yofa koicha shal prusas lechem achas. People say that sometimes the koich of one slice of bread is better, is stronger. L'sakin mashal hitzlichu asar mechanchem v'askodim. Sometimes a piece of bread does greater wonders than a whole staff of mechanchim and askanim. That's an old saying. But you had Jewish children that they couldn't learn, they couldn't sit and study, for the simple reason they were starving. Yiruch Hashem, we don't see this often, certainly not in our parts. There's still hungry Jewish children, but it used to be. So you can get together a whole bunch of mechanchim and a whole bunch of people to put together a yeshiva, a cheder, but if a child is, God forbid, starving, if a child is hungry, he can't learn. He can't understand. He can't think. Shor kazois, eini yofel adiburim el adam. When a person is in that state, it's not so good to talk to him. Who are you talking to? It's not really an Adam. There's something else. It's not an Adam. It's not that person. That person is not under control. He's not himself. He's in the reshus of his needs, of his being tired, of being hungry. Yorchal v'yizba, let him have something to eat and to be full. Yoshim yanuach, let him sleep a little bit, rest. Yigme v'yiv, to have a drink. V'ninas odom. And then you're talking to an odom. Then there's a person you could talk to. Baruch haba. Now you could say to him, Baruch haba, nice to see you. Me'ata yesho milodab, now there's someone I could talk to. Many times I remember when the children were little, I would come to the house. It was just a lot of people, different young that day, and would come to the house, and like one of the little ones says, why is daddy angry? I didn't say anything. I didn't say a word. I said, how you doing? How's everything? But they could see the source upon him. It's not their father. It's a different person. Children are very sensitive to that. It's not the person. It's a different person. Alkein maven kol ish shebishos ka'ela ein lasik loy b'cheshmen ha'nefesh. It's obvious that when a person is in that state, whatever is that thing that he's being deprived of that's causing him to be that way, it's not the time for cheshmen ha'nefesh. Because any cheshbonos that you make at that time are going to be off, are going to be either so crazy, so overdone, or it could be the extreme opposite way. Or when the soul has binding us, it's not a time that you could concentrate. And it could be his binding us or his bided us. We see in all this farm that at Tanai, the number one condition that a person should be able to engage in his bided us or his binding us is it should be Yishuv Hadas, Menuchas HaNefesh. The person should be in the right state of mind, rested, had something to eat. It's not going to work if the person is not in that place. It's not a time that you're going to be able to solve problems. Aklitas havanais. It's not a time that you're going to be able to really absorb new understanding of things to understand. Ki akol nidain mirosh lehevel v'lerik. Because to begin with, and that, if when the person is in that state, everything is hevel v'rik. Everything is nonsense. Any conclusions that he'll reach, any decisions that he makes, a hevel v'rik. Kol ashe yuchlat ato, because anything that he decides now, yichoshev mochar lemilsa d'tmiya. Tomorrow he's going to wonder, what was I thinking? What was I thinking? How could I have made such a mistake? How could I have said that? How could I have made such a decision? So any thought, any decision, any word, when a person is not himself, is most likely going to be something that he'll look back and regret. So, what's the tachlis? When you're in that matzav, why, to begin with, get involved in any hachlatis decisions or his bainanus or his bainanus or cheshman nefesh? It's not real. Because it's not you. It's not coming from you. Alzeh haderech. Everybody understands that. And there isn't a person in the world who hasn't felt that and who doesn't know that that's true. So alzeh haderech, in this way, kasha odom meshubad l'das acherim. A different version of the same story is when a person is meshubed to another person. Meshubed, of course, literally means to be enslaved. But we're not talking here about old-fashioned slavery. A person is meshubed l'das acherim. When somebody is meshubed to the opinions, to the views, to the orders, and to the decisions of somebody else, ulishlitasam alzmanov, and there's another person who's in control of that time that you're in. If you're going to work for somebody and you're being paid for the time that you're there, for the time that you're on the job, and you're a responsible, decent human being, you take that very seriously, it's somebody else's money, you're not in control of things, you're meshubit to somebody. He's paying you whatever it is an hour, and you meshuvah to him. Your time doesn't belong to you. You're under the control of somebody else. You're not in your own rishus. You don't belong to yourself. And therefore, of course you could have casual conversations with a person. How you doing with this? Casual. But anything of significance, importance, anything of depth, anything that could have any consequences of the person's life, it's not the right time. Because he's in a state of galus. Galus means it's not you. It looks like you, it sounds like you, but the real you is not able to be present. In the first example, because of a person being tired or hungry. So the real person is in galus. There's all kinds of silly things. He says silly things. He acts in a way that's not consistent with who he bemis is. And now talking about the same thing, but here the person might be well rested and he's well fed, but he's in a galus tachas yad achayim. He's in galus. He's not able to be himself. We're not talking about someone who's imprisoned in a ghetto or in a jail. Obviously, the guy's at work. We're not talking about any kind of prison. Whoever is hired and is working for his parnasa. Person who has to work hard, he has to sweat in order to make a living. He's meshubah to that burden, to that responsibility of work. Well, the person goes out and he goes to work. His mind is preoccupied with his assignments, with the things that he has to do at work. That's what I said before. Obviously, if this is not a person who takes life seriously or his work seriously, it's a different story. He has bigger problems. But we're talking about an ish neman who has to do something. He's getting paid. And he's thinking about it. He's in that place. He has to think about it. This is connected to the mamar we were learning before. His machshavas are obviously in that place. His thoughts are in that place. Vein daita noicha pnuya laharbi karei chayim. He doesn't have the time. He doesn't have the yishuv hadas to think about the tachlis of life. The karei chayim, the things that are important in life, the ikkar of life. He doesn't have the presence of mind. And he really shouldn't, because he's getting paid to do something. And he has to be honest, and he has to do his job, and he has to think what he's doing. So at that time, he's not in a place of tachlis, and ikar yachayim was the purpose of life. Kol echad b'shlichus ha'alei admos. Everybody has his shlichus in this world. And everybody, to some degree, has to be Isaac of things that he wouldn't always feel like doing, even if he loves his job. He loves his job. Even if it's a person who's teaching Torah, whatever it is, but he would rather be learning something else at that time, but he has an achrayus to teach this to the students. He'd rather be learning on a different level. But he's sitting with the boys in the class and he has to teach them on their level. That's also galus. It's also something that's imposed on him. What's the shibut? He's meshubah to the board and to the principal, whatever, Rosh Hashiva. It's a shibut. It's a wonderful thing because he's teaching Torah, but it's a shibut. But that's how Shem's Baruch made the world. that everybody is in some place that's not his own. This is one of the mysteries of how Hashem's Baruch made us. This is one of the great secrets of life. It could be even a person who's very, very, very rich, and other people think, oh, he's so rich, he has no shibudim at all. And anybody who knows rich people knows that they're the biggest mushubadim. The richer the person, the bigger the shibud. He's mushubud, all kinds of things. Only to people on the outside, they think, look at him, he gets into his yacht, and he goes for a vacation, he does this, and he goes that. And then when he's sitting the whole time, when I was in Europe with these Yidden, we're going to 3 summers ago, so there was a Yid that was very, very wealthy that was there, and he's walking around, I'm telling you, he had to walk around a concentration camp with his BlackBerry because of the things that he had with the different buildings and things, and they were hacking him. He couldn't say, leave me alone, I'm in Auschwitz. This is Mitzis, he's going on the side over there. Everybody else is standing there crying and saying Tillim, and he's on the side over there. He wasn't happy about it. He was cursing the whole time. Wherever he was going, he was by Kivrei Tzadikim, he's standing there on the side. Everybody's by the Chayes of Lublin. He's outside in the woods on his BlackBerry. There's unbelievable shibudim he has. He wasn't stopping me. He wanted to be there, involved. But he has this one, he's got that one. This worker didn't show up, and that one is stealing from him, and all kinds of things. But it's the Kavshid Rechman HaShem Yisbarach made the world in such a way. Gam Ezem Nabi Ruhim Shiesh Levarim Rav Mahal Chachayim Mitav Shalva Ruach Toiva. This too, this Mitzias of having to live this way, this is also something, we know that it's the Ratzon Hashem. And even these things, and these shibudim are something that a person, when he has presence of mind, and he has Yishev HaDaas, he has to think about how it fits into the tachlis of his life also. Because that's also an avayda. If Hashem Yisbarach sent you on a shlichus to do something, and you have that, It's also an avayda. It's also part of one's ivduus Hashem. And if it's part of one's ivduus Hashem, then one has to work on it becoming ivduus Hashem b'simcha. And every moment is bari lefanav. Nisboinen el toich einehem etzias v'nake. He says, look, let's look into the eyes of reality. And it's clear. Afilu chanich hachoy v'shav salimudim b'maysad. Even a student who's sitting at his desk, in some maysed, in some yeshiva, whatever it is, a bis medrash, a school. Kodesh kechol sheyeh. As holy as that place is. Mechuyev l'shos u'latafkidim u'la'anoshim. He has an achrayus, as far as his time is concerned, and his responsibilities in that place. And to the people in that place. Vim kein ena chav shila ruchai. He's not chav shila ruchai. He's not totally free. Whatever he wants, whatever he feels like doing or thinking about. Lefateach machshavta. He doesn't have the luxury to sit and to start to enter deep into his thoughts and to develop a way of thinking and so on. Laniach lezvimosa ketivan, to allow his machshav is to flow. He's not in such a place. Om nebrochi hizu, next page. Legiloy matzirim, obviously, especially, as we spoke about in the last maimer, for young people, that's a very big brocha. They need very, very much to be put into a mezgeris, and to be given responsibilities, and to have an achrayis to other people, and to an institution, and to take tests, and so on and so forth. Because we know that Reishis Chaye Ayapera Adam Yivale, that a human being is like a wild animal, like a wild donkey, that's how he's born. So children are very, very undisciplined, and they don't have so much seichel. and you can't leave a child to stam, to run around. So from the beginning of life, children, some more, some less, accept that there are shibudim, that there are people that they have to answer to. There's something very, very sad when you see the children like all marching in line into the assembly of the class. What's sad about it is that it's very uncharacteristic for children to behave in such a way. But they've gotten used to it and they've gotten conditioned and they march like little soldiers with their knapsacks and they like I sometimes think about that when I driving by and I see the little kids, or I would take mine when they were little, I'd take them to go on the bus and they stand there. You know, they stand by the bus stops, you pass by and they have their knapsacks on. Like, I'm thinking, why don't you make a break for it? there's a big chance. Get out of here. Like, I'm thinking, you know, you could have a good day. You could have a lot of fun today. And they just stand there, like, some of them don't even put their knapsacks on the floor, you know what I'm saying? Zachmanis. They stand there with a knapsack and the coat and the hats, and it's 30 degrees, and they stand there waiting for the bus. I think, you have to break out of this. It's such a... But they do. They stay, and there are always a few exceptions that, you know, that they're still in bed at that time, and the mother's on her knees begging him to get up. But for the most part, they accept that this is a world of shibudim, and that they're avadim, and they know that this is the avdus, and that they go to the class, and the bell rings. Okay, they take an extra 30 seconds, and the teacher maybe has to give it. The rebbe gives a little bit of a scream, and then everybody sits down at the desk, or like that. So rachmanis. That's not how they naturally behave. Years and years ago, when people were living not in cities like this, they lived on farms and different things. But most of these kids would be out, whatever, and they're running and doing things. And okay, so. But it's obvious that a child needs to have some say there, and there needs to be this disciplining. Because a human being is born like a wild animal. Mikramale, Tayv Legever, Kiyisa Ol Ben Urav. It says in Pasuk. It's good for the person, Kiyisa Ol Ben Urav, especially when he's young, to carry that knapsack, to carry an ol, to have responsibilities. I mean, in other words, to become used to following instructions and so on and so forth. V'zu Eis Harisima Al Resen Mashmas, She'in Lefidaz Hanar. And the time when you're young, is that time when you have to be, when the person has to be attached, when the child has to be bound like an ox or like a horse, to be able to follow the orders of others. And therefore, like the animal, it needs to have all that keeps that. Horse, which naturally on its own, the horse would like to be running around and not to be mishubed like this. But the owner uses all of the equipment that's necessary to harness the animal and to take care of it, that it should be in a certain mahalach, and it shouldn't run away. And that's part of growing up, even though it's ein lefidas hanar. It's not really what the child would prefer to do. It's not what the child would like to do. Ki adayin ein lefidas mishaloi. You can get away with that when they're little, because his das is not yet fully formed. It's harder when a child gets older, when he's already formed some of his own opinions. But when he's little, it's much easier to put the saddle and the harness and the rest of the stuff on to get him to move in a certain way. So there's of course a great benefit to that. Chesed oisim yimai. Otherwise, the child would never do anything. He would just run around. He would play. He wouldn't accomplish anything. He wouldn't learn. He wouldn't grow. So there's a chesed in that. Lo hilicha b'darchi toivim. You want to direct him in a good path. Levilti yirav yistayv. We don't want him dragging around and going off to and ruining himself. Bram. However, kasha ish misbagir. However, that's what we're talking about little kids. But when a person starts to get older, Chayve Sav Salmoisa, and he's sitting on his bench in his seat in the Moisid, in whatever the institution is. Kegoyin Shemechuyav Lilimudim Shoinim Chayotze B'zeh. And because he's in that program, whether it's in the Bismedrish, or whether it's in the yeshiva with that particular gemara they're learning, or that certain seder that they're in, or the chavrusa that he has, or lahavdil, if it's in school and college, and there's some subjects that he's chayef to take, and he's in that course, and he has to take the class. Hari asir hu bekelet tfusim shekobo achay. He's plain and simple. He's a prisoner. He's imprisoned. He's in a jail of a certain mold, tfus is a mold, shekovo achayim, that others have made. Afki bachar midayit or leilach b'hem, even though it was his choice to go to that yeshiva, it was his choice, I mean, I'm talking about an older person, not a little kid, it was his choice to go to that yeshiva, it was his choice to go to that school, it was his choice, let's say, to major in that subject, or to become whatever professional he wanted to become. He had to go, so he wants to be a lawyer, he had to go to law school. It was his choice. He made a decision to go to law school. He wants to be a doctor, he made a decision to go to medical school. So even so, that moment that he's in right there, he's living in a mezgeris, in a tfus, in a mold that somebody else has fashioned. Malach ha'efayki, basal adarbi imal dvan. So what's the tachas of talking to a person in this matzav about things shekadela kolt and yesh levadim liyaz ben charen, that in order to truly absorb them, the person has to be really free. Vim einai nedru hemenu aznaim lishmiya. The person is not entirely free if he's stuck, even in a nice cell, in a good cell, but he's in a cell. Then nedru hemenu aznaim lishmiya. Then his ears are missing. He doesn't have the ears to really hear in the deepest way. Afilo hashol shehin l'rshus atzmai. So even when he has a break, and those hours that he has that are his own, negusais min ol haboz achareyim. It really doesn't make a difference, because even the time that he has free, it's already. With all of the dread and anticipation, depending upon whether it's bad or it's good, what he's looking forward to or not, of what's coming up. So maybe, you know, he could have a few minutes here, an hour or two there, where he feels that he's not at all meshubet to anything. But it's hard. For the most part, a person lives tachas yad acherim, under the control, under the rule of others. The matzav kazer loy nokia limtsay b'morach b'leiv machoiz shalva the dabra al hisabonus amitis urugul b'baris baruch. Under these circumstances, it's not easy to find in the mind and in the heart a little quiet spot for thinking true thoughts in a calm and deep way about Hashem. This is now more than ever before. It's very obvious. The people don't have that quiet. They don't have that presence of mind. All of the preoccupations of life, and the tirdas of life, and the physical needs of a person, they just don't leave you alone. This is the creation, the beautiful world that Hashem is Baruch made. And this is the Ratzon of Hashem. So we thank Him, the Vacher, we make a bracha. We appreciate and we thank Hashem is Baruch for all of these things, but sof kol sof, it's very, very hard for a person to be in that place where he's not in Golus. It's very hard to be not in Golus. I was just thinking about this. It's such a silly, listen what a silly thing this is, but it's so true. Just to say that one of my greatest pleasures is on Shabbos morning to come upstairs. It's very early when the sun comes up, and to sit over there after the mikveh, to come up there, and when it's a sunny Shabbos morning, the sun comes. I like to sit by the window, and to learn with the sun coming up. It's one of my biggest pleasures. I enjoy that. But then, every few minutes I have to move my chair because the sun is. So I feel like I'm well like this. And I feel like a little bit. I feel like a Ben Chayrin, you know. And then I say, oh no, what happened to the sun? So then I have to make a hole, you know. Then I have to get up and move over a little bit, and then I have to figure it out because then it starts to come from the other window, next to that window. So I have to go to the other window. So then I was thinking, this is even such a thing. Not that it's hard. It doesn't take energy to do that, but sof kol sof, even a little bit. That's how it is. It's not something that belongs to a person. The Baruch Hu made the world in such a way that we're at the mercy of many kaiches outside of ourselves. That's just how it is. A person lives in galus. Zuachin ha'ismaridus. This is a big challenge. Shalomavakshim loses ace alatfilo vel hezboinenus. For those who want to give time for davening and for hezboinenus and for thinking, for meditation. V'nishov malkorcham amatlus achayim, but they, of course, are dragged away against their will. They have no choice into the achrayisen. The responsibilities and the needs of life, even if it doesn't mean, even if they don't have to go to work that day, but the body itself has certain expectations and demands, a hunger to go to the bathroom, whatever it may be. And a person knows, the men feel this in particular, what to have the achrayis to daven b'tzibur, and the Hashem is Baruch, why did he make such a thing? I mean, of course, a lot of answers why. But he made such an inyan of davening in a minyan. And it would be so much, a person feels within himself, it would be so much easier to daven at my own pace and in my own way instead of having to keep up and to be part of that. But that's also, Hashem made it such a way that even davening, which you think that there should be a place where there's like, it's more of a freestyle, that even in davening, that Hashem has both made such a thing, that it came about. And it wasn't like that l'chachila. But obviously it's hargacha pratis that it came about that there was a set nusach. So that when we daven, we're also meshubit. It's a very chashiv shibud. We're meshubit to the Anshei Knesset Gedolah, meshubit to Dovid HaMelech. That's somebody else's words. And then the zman tefila. And somebody else made this time that I have to daven. And I have to say these words. So even when it comes to that, and when it comes to Torah, the feeling that what I have to learn and when I have to learn it. Ma yikara efai ha'naicha, shemaisis ha'nisham b'yam Shabbos Kodesh. How precious is the menucha that a nisham is able to find on Shabbos. Obviously, if we're talking about a person who takes Shabbos very, very seriously and is deeply connected to Shabbos, that he's able to find on Shabbos more. The mind is more in a place. Where the mind is more free. To be able to concentrate and to think about the Ribono Shel Olam. Elim Kain, Oiskim Gam Oz, Ba'achonis Hashir. But there are very holy Shibudim even on Shabbos. A person saying a Drosha, he's saying a Shir. On Shabbos, he has to have it ready for whatever it is the next morning, a Matzeh Shabbos, whatever it might be.
He has to chazer,
he's having a bechina, he's having a test on Sunday, whatever. Even if it's in Gemara or something, but still, even on Shabbos there are shibudim. But certainly, if a person knows what Shabbos it is and he uses Shabbos the right way, not just to go to sleep, but he uses Shabbos to have as a time of kivay shavas, that the person is able to find much, 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 much more of that place of karval nafshi ga'ala, to get out of that galus and the shibudim to everybody else. Days. B'naisaf ha'galus bi'adachayim. So until now we're talking about being in galus bi'adachayim. You're by somebody else. You're in galus by somebody else. Shuhurachav mashmusa b'is aleph, that we spoke about in Eis Aleph, different types of shibudim by other people. Kayemes bekerv habruha mashi yikari golus adam tachas yad atzmai. Now we're talking about a second type of golus. Until now we're talking about golus b'yad acherim. Now we're talking about what's known as golus adam tachas yad atzmai. Golus adam tachas yad atzmai. He's in his own galus. Klaima. Af haponi beruchai la'aseis yoyse l'nafshai. Let's say a person is taka free. He doesn't have. He's poni beruchai la'aseis yoyse l'nafshai. He's more independent. Could go in, for instance, shepanesos abori lov boifin anaki misarvus da'as acherim. Maybe he doesn't have to listen to other people at work. He does his own thing. And he goes according to his own schedule. You have now a lot of people that they don't have to punch into a job at that time. They have their own time, and they make their own zmanim. Mikomakom, Yesh Metzias, page 115. Yesh Metzias, Shebamo Yodav, Yoitzel Atzmai Rechai. But you still see there's a Metzias, that a person with his own hands creates this yoke. And he places the full weight of this galus upon himself. He sets for himself a certain goal in the distance. He has a goal that he sets for himself. Nobody told him he has to do that. Okay, it's nice, he's industrious, he's hardworking. He made for himself a certain goal. Umishane is Mosnav Lahasiga, he strengthens himself when he gets himself ready, that I have to accomplish this by a certain time. And most productive people live like that. So he makes himself a certain shibud. He's in Golas Tachas Yad Atzmai. Shuv Nilkach Menacheris El Ha'avdus. So he has taken himself away from Cheres into a place of Avdus. He made for himself, as Choshev as it is. Again, we're not talking about things that are not Choshev. It's Choshev. But as Choshev as it is, so he built himself a prison, he put himself into the prison. Another personal thing I'll share with you it's a mishigas, because I have like 1,000 of these jail cells in my life. But one of them is that every Shabbos for the last 35 years, I rest for 48 minutes. I'm not saying it's not 47 and it's not 49. I rest for 48 minutes. Sometimes I can't get that. It works out like that in life. It doesn't work. It's a short Shabbos and something comes up, especially when the children were younger. But if everything goes as planned, then I have 48 minutes. And I never do a minute more or a minute less. 48 minutes. So it makes no difference. If I wasn't feeling well or I had certain inyanim, I was very, very, very tired, some wife will say to me, why don't you treat yourself to an hour? Go for it. Just, you know, like make believe you're in the 1960s and you're a hippie or something, and just take an hour. I said, I can't do that. It's not. I have a, that's my zman. 48 minutes. How that came about, that's not important. But I have 48 minutes. That's the Zman, 48 minutes. Someone asked, do you a matzah or something? There's like a... there's like 18 minutes, there's a 48 minute maish, there's 18 minute matzah. What is that 48? And she saw this when we were first married. I had these before we married. I have all these in Yonim. I have all these, like, I have my own Shulchan Aruch. These things. And the children can tell you, they make all kinds of, they tell you funny stories they get about my inyanim that I have. Also with eating and with time and the different things. And these are all shibudim that nobody made for me. That I made for myself. Why can't I talk half an hour if I could, especially if it's a long day, so another 12 minutes, what would be so terrible? I can't even do it because I'm not, I don't have the yeshiva das. First of all, I'm up anyway. I automatically wake up. And then I wouldn't stay there. That's it. It's finished. It's already 48 minutes. The Zman is done. So rest a little bit. Stay a little bit longer. It's not something I could do. Who says you can't do it? That's the way it is. And you know what? My parents are exactly the same way. I yashim that for my parents. Such a Yerusha. Everything is like that. If I don't call my mother every day at a certain time, then already, what's wrong? Something is wrong. And she starts to call everybody else. Which I'm using that more often, maybe 2 minutes, 3 minutes, I might be off. And if I call 2 minutes early, mother says, is there something wrong? It has to be. There's this man. There's this man. We're not Yekis at all. It's not like we have any German blood in us at all. That's just it. That's how it is. And there are all kinds of shibudim. And it makes for a golus. And then you find, and then what happens is that because of these kinds of golus and that I somehow made over the years, I don't have yeshiva das. If something, because you're not always 100% good, that's not, besides that example of arrest. Other things in life, and if it doesn't fit into that thing, my wife always says, you have to be flexible. You have to be flexible. So my answer is, I can't be. I'm inflexible about that subject of flexibility. But you know, it doesn't always work out that way. You got it like this, you got it like that. Even if I have a certain way to go on the road. It makes no difference. My wife, remember we were going in this terrible traffic, and we had to go to New Jersey to a simcha for Shabbos on this Friday, and you could see from where we were on the Belt Parkway that the Verizon was gefährlich. It was terrible, the Verizon. It wasn't moving. And my wife says, why are you going that way? I said, that's the way I go. She says, well, there are other ways to go. You know, there are other ways. You can go through the city or something, get off and go around. I said, this time my wife says, but look, they're not moving, not an inch. Nothing is moving. So why don't you go different ways? I said, this is how I've always gone. It's crazy. So, I mean, I know this is much more extreme than many people maybe have, but everybody has different goliaths that they made for themselves. Expectations, things that they made for themselves, and it doesn't have to be that way. But the bottom line is, you're not a Ben Chayrin. You're not free. You're not free. Shuv milkach min acheris ol ha'avdus. That's even in the world of Kedusha, he's going to say. It's hard to understand, but he's talking about on a very, very deep level. It sounds very simple. It's not. It's like a person accepts upon himself a certain spiritual goal. That's very great. Lead see him in a karech lepoil to carry this out. Kiroya bechashivas. He sees this as a very important thing. For instance, he wants to do the Daf Yomi. He wants to be able to make sure to get to finish with the rest of the world, to be able to get August 1st. I think that's when it is to get to the Siyum Hashas. And he said for himself, that's a very, very chashuv thing. Okay, Nasal Eved Meshubi. Okay, but it's still an avdus. He's an Eved Meshubed. Again, it's an important, wonderful Shibud, and it makes him into a great person in that respect, that even though he gets home from a chasna, and it's 2:30 in the morning, whatever, and he says, oi, I didn't finish the daf. So he schleps himself out of bed, and he goes and he sits down at the desk. Who could measure the kedusha of those moments for the person? It brings himself to stick to that program. That's all true. But it doesn't contradict the fact that a person is not a ben chayrin, even in kedusha, in such a way. Now, obviously, that's the Rosh Hashan. Because we see, he made zmanim for tefillah, for kriyishma. He made, there's a way that, there's things that you say on Monday and Thursday, things that you say Tuesday, things you say on Shabbos. For instance, somebody made up his mind that he's going to write a cipher and print something or put out some Torah and it's going to help people, it's going to be a Torah for other people. Somebody made up in his mind he's going to be involved in some kind of chesed for the community. He's going to be involved in some kind of chesed, whatever it is, for poor people, for sick people, for achnasas kal. She made up the mind to do these chesedim and to have a certain program for chesedim. Allah says, "Gedolus and tzeris l'man shma yisbrach." To do other great things, l'man Hashem. Ach ma'ach shayisa b'kach le'rak b'yigiyah kapov. But since we understand that not only does the person have to be physically busy to take care of these things, but the ikr is he has to give over his mind and his heart to these programs, whatever they are. He has to be very, very much involved with his mind and his heart. Shuv ein daita pniyah lechoshev im kainis bach. A person goes whole life, but he doesn't have that freedom to be able lechoshev im kainis bach, to be able to be misyached b'dabani shalom. L'dayto l'hashiva elavavai, to know Hashem and to bring that knowledge into his heart. The Mechaber is not suggesting chas v'chalila for a person to drop his daf yomi or to drop his davening and to drop his programs in chesed. God forbid, chas v'chalila. But one has to know that that's not the end and the complete tachlis of one's being in this world. There's a difference between a Jew is like a child of Hashem, when he is sitting by his father's table and he's bound to his father and he's one with his father, doesn't have a program. Unless something's very wrong in a family, You'll never have a situation with a child that has made up in his mind and thinks constantly about a program to be my father's son. That's the metzias of who he is. And when the child is walking with his father or is walking with his mother, he's not meshubed into a thought of, well, I know that he would like me to reach up and to hold his hand 3 times every hour. There's no such thing. The metzias of a mother and a child, of a father and a child, is a metzias that doesn't require any program. It's b'loy pa'ula. It's b'loy pa'ula. If you have a father and a son who are sitting together and each one feels that they have to say something, it means something is not right. Something is not right. Doesn't mean it's necessarily terrible, but it's not necessarily right either. A father and a child, a mother and a child don't have to say something. They don't have to. V'yeshu b'chinis eved. But then there are Jews, very, very holy and precious people as well, who the whole life is b'chinis eved, a servant. V'ayis l'man yisbarach, which is a great thing, and they do for the sake of Hashem, mitach tircha v'tirda. But in a constant state of tircha and tirda, of galus, of being constantly, constantly meshubed. Again, the shibud is a holy shibud. But there's nothing left except the shibud. When a servant has to go far away to do something, to get some job done for his master, when the servant is doing his job, he's not thinking about his master, because at that moment he's very preoccupied with getting the job done. He's busy with the job. He's not thinking about his relationship with the boss. He's thinking about getting his job done. And he should be. And there's a lot to think about, depending upon how complicated that job is. He's thinking about it. He knows that this is what the one who sent me wants me to. He wants me to get this job done. He doesn't want me to be sitting around thinking about him. He wants me to do this. When he comes back to the palace, after the job is done, then he could relax and be together with the king who he loves, or his master. Every single person knows. We see this with our flesh in life. That everybody knows that when a person must run from place to place, and he's doing things for Hashem, mitzvah samas and toivim, and learning. He's doing all kinds of good things. But sof kol sof hamashkich es kivus Hashem. When you're busy doing the job, it's very hard to think of the one who sent you. As strange as it sounds, but it is, because we all know that's true. So while he's doing it, and he's away from the king, he's trying to work on the job. He can't. It's hard for him to think and to be close to the king. Then he's back in the palace. The main time for that is during davening and his bedidus. That's why Hashem gave us times for tefillah, to make sure that we have that. And of course, anybody takes extra time for his bedidus. It goes back and forth. You run out to do a job, then you come back to spend some time. Quiet. Rabbi Nachum talks about in the sixth Torah, in the Inyan of to be baki beratzah and baki b'shayv, to be baki in halacha, that a Jew has to know those two movements of going out and returning. This is also galus. Kasha galus zu mikadmos. This galus that we're talking about now, the person's galus, with his own self-imposed galus, as holy as it is, in a certain way, it's more difficult than the first galus, b'yad acherim. Hamashub l'acherim chash b'gzeilas chirus ha'emenu. When you mashub to somebody else, you feel that there's someone else that's taking my time. There's someone else that's stealing my freedom. That's imposing his will upon me. V'kol yomav im bal nefeshu mamtin mitzapa emosai tova ishaz chavis v'yikaymen al Hashem Yisbarach v'yishav adasam agor alev. And because you're working by somebody else, you're always waiting for that free moment when you're not meshubah to this person, because it's clear to you that you're meshubah to somebody. And you're waiting till you'll be free, then you can return to Hashem in a quiet way. Ach zeshoi lomar ruchani nosav al tzir shal asir ruchanis. But a person whose entire spiritual world revolves on that axis of asir ruchanis, of doing wonderful things, unholy things. Derech moshel, gabet stalker. Person's a gabet stalker. He's busy raising money for all kinds of causes. Menahel yeshiva. He's a menahel of a yeshiva. Or he's a mashpia ruchni. A mashpia, whatever. These are people who give their lives up for the Jewish people. And that's beautiful. Again, he's not saying not to do that. He's toivling every minute of his life. He's toivling in holy things. In yonim ruchaniyim ha'oiskim b'ritzaniyim shemizbach. And these are spiritual matters. And it's the Ratzon Hashem. But because of that, ve'eino chash klal o klal, he might not realize at all, or stop for a second to think, she'be'etzem hinei chose ve'eino yis'atzmai, that there's something very, very deep that's missing in his life, himself. That he doesn't have that. There's also some goals. He continues, he says, you have a person that that's so busy trying to finish the sefer that he's writing on, he's trying to finish the sefer that he's writing on tefillah and davening, that he can't, you understand, he can't even daven with Yeshiva Das because he's so busy writing the sefer on davening. But that's how life is. All of these galus, and this galus could be more difficult than the first kind of a galus. Again, this is a very great thing. But in terms of that reality that a person is in, that he doesn't have himself, and he doesn't have that place that's quiet and to himself. That's the nega. That's this week's parasha. Maybe I'll talk about it on Shabbos a little bit. That's the nega. That's the tzeraz. That's what the Baruch Shalom says. He has to go out by himself someplace and sit by himself. It's very, very hard. But that's the biggest tzeraz of the times that we're living in. To be such a person, to be like that. And even when you're by yourself, you're not free. That's the second level of goal. So Mishama will continue next time.